White Silence, Elizabeth Cage, Book One. Written by Jody Taylor and read by Kate Scarf.
Prologue. People say silence is golden. They're wrong. Silence is white. White and deadly. My name is Elizabeth Cage. I'm a widow. My husband, Ted, died suddenly. They took me after the funeral. It was quick and it was quiet. No one knew where I was. There wasn't a soul in the world who knew what was happening to me. There was no one I could call on for help. I knew what they wanted, but they haven't got it yet, and they never will. There's more to me than meets the eye. I haven't spent years cultivating the dowdy housewife look for nothing. To look at me, I'm a drab, insignificant, anxious 20-something housewife with unfashionable hair and no makeup. Unfortunately, my appearance is the only thing I can tell you about me, because I don't know who I am. I don't know what I am. Give me 10 minutes with a total stranger and I can tell you things about them they don't even know themselves. I can look at someone and I know. It's not voices in my head or visions or anything like that, but I know. I know when you're lying. I know when you're frightened. I know when you're bluffing. You don't have to say a word, but you're telling me just the same. Everyone has one. Some people call it an aura. Before I'd ever heard the term, when I was a child, I called it their colour. Everyone has one. A shimmering, shifting web of colours, constantly weaving itself around them, changing from moment to moment as they react to what's going on around them. They're all different. Some people's colour has a defined shape, thick and even. Some colours are rich and strong and vibrant. Others are pale and insubstantial. Sometimes, and I hate this, there's an ominous dark patch over their head or their heart, and I know that's never good. Sometimes friends or family members have similar colours, colours that are related in the spectrum. You may have noticed that there are those for whom you feel a natural affinity. That will be because your colours are similar. Some people repulse you and you never know why, but it's usually because your colours won't merge. When I was a child, there were three dustmen. One man, the noisy one, was a deep, royal blue. The older one was turquoise, and the young one a soft green. They came every Thursday morning. They ran up and down the street, shedding rubbish and shouting insults in equal measure, and yet their colours reached out towards each other, blending softly. I used to stand at the window, watching their colours swirl about them, a thing of wonder to a small girl. Sometimes I can see the same thing with a mother and child, that gentle merging of colours as one shades into another. But with good comes bad. I think I was about 12 years old. I was in the high street in Rushford. The paperboy had missed us again and my father had sent me to pick one up. I stepped out of the newsagent's with his paper wedged under one arm while I carefully peeled the wrapper off my ice cream. The sun went in. That's the only way I can describe it. The day grew dark and cold. The sounds of people and of traffic became distorted and ugly. I looked up. Everything looked completely normal. I stared up and down the street. Cars passed backwards and forwards. People scurried about, in and out of the shops. But there was something. I knew there was something. I stood stock still on the pavement, the stream of pedestrians parting around me. And there it was. A woman. She strolled serenely towards me. There was nothing unusual in her appearance. On the contrary, she was well-dressed and made up, and her white blonde hair was beautiful. I felt my heart stop with fear, and the thing that lives in my head said, "Hide."